Today's daf is Bava Metzia, daf Chof Dalet, and we are 19 lines from the top of daf Chof Gimel Amid Beis, Amar Mar. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu B'nei Yisrael and Asunu Batzaru Vashiv. So we're moving along in Perik Elu Metzias. The Gemara on the top of daf Chof Gimel Amid Beis brought a braisa that discusses somebody that finds a Metzia that was food. The braisa said, "Motza chaticho is dogim." If somebody finds pieces of fish, v'dag noshach, or a fish that was bitten into, chayav lahachris. The halacha is he has an obligation to be machris this mitzia. Additionally, chavio shel yayin v'shel shemen v'shel tfuah v'shel groy grois v'shel zeisin. If somebody finds barrels of either wine, oil, tfuah, dried figs or olives. There the halacha is, harei elu shalom. So the first gemara that we learned discussed the first part of this braisa, specifically that when the braisa says, matzah chaticho is dogim, chayev lahachris, what it means is not that you just found a piece of fish, but rather you found a piece of fish that was shaped in somewhat of an unusual way. How so? Rashi gave the example, really based on a Maisa Shahaya, that was the way Rabbi Bar Rav Huna used to cut his fish. It was shaped like a triangle, or Dover Be'itay Matayv, it was shaped like a Hamantash. But regardless, in that situation where there's something unique about the Chaticha Shel Dogin, there's halacha of Chayiv Lahachris. But ordinarily, if somebody would find a piece of fish, it'd be no different than if somebody found a piece of meat that the Mishnah said Chaticha Shel Basar is in the Elu Metzia Shaloi. It's an example of where you would be allowed to keep it. Either way, the very, very, very end of yesterday's daf discussed the first part of this braisa. The very, very, very beginning of today's daf is going to discuss the next part of the braisa. Amamar, chaviyoshno yayin. If somebody finds barrels of wine, vishal shemet or oil, vishal tfua or grain, vishal groigris, vishal zeisemare, elu shaloi dalach is you're allowed to keep it. Freiting maros, datru batanan. We learned in a Mishnah, and this is the next Mishnah that we're going to learn. And daf chav hey amedal of kade yayin v'kade shemen. If somebody finds jugs of wine or jugs of oil, chayiv lahachris dalach is he has an obligation to return it. So we have a blatant contradiction between a braisa and a mishnah. The braisa says chaviyoy shel yayin v'shel shemen harei elu shaloi, and the mishnah says kade yayin v'kade shemen chayiv lahachris. Now there's no difference between a chavis and a kad. We know Chazal say in a bunch of places haynu chavis haynu kad. They're really one and the same. So then the question is, how could you have such a contradiction? Amar Rav Zeira. Rav Zeira said, Amar Rav, in the name of Rav, Masnisin Barasha. The Mishnah that says that if somebody finds Kade Yayin V'Kade Shemen Chayiv Lahachris, it's talking about when these barrels were Roshim. So what does Roshim mean? So Rashi tells a little bit of a story. Rashi says that during the winter months, if somebody wanted to sell his wine, so the purchaser would come, and he would say, I'm willing to buy wine from you, but before I do so, I want to taste it. Now, these barrels of wine, when they were stored, they were sealed. In order to taste the wine, naturally, you would have to unseal it. So the moicher, the seller, would unseal the wine, and he would give this buyer a taste to see if this was something that he wanted to buy. Now, what happened after that really depended on what the moicher wanted to do. Sometimes the moicher would reseal the wine, and sometimes he would leave a pasuach, he would leave it open. Said Rav Zeira, in the name of Rav, the Mishnah that says kade yayin v'kade shemen is talking about where the barrels that had been sealed were opened, and then they were resealed. If you find a resealed bottle of wine, the halacha is chayiv lahachris. And the reason is because there's a siman. The siman is, you can say that it's been resealed. And because it's been resealed, you have a siman. Therefore, the halacha is going to be chayiv lahachris. The braisa, however, that says that the halacha is that if somebody finds chaviyah shel yayin v'shel shemen, harei elu shaloi, it's talking about where the sealed barrels were not resealed, and as a result, there's nothing to be machris. If you take a look at Tosfos, Dibra Maschil Biroshum, Tosfos learns the Gemara a little bit differently. Rashi says that the simin where it's Roshim is the fact that it was resealed, meaning you're going to announce that you found the kad of yayin. The person's going to come forward. You're going to say, do you have a simin? If you do, I'm going to give it to you. If he says that, yeah, this was resealed, that in and of itself is going to be a siman. Tosfos says that that can't be a siman. Because being that some people sealed it, some people didn't seal it, there's enough people that resealed it. So, l'chura, what exactly is the identifying mark? What's the siman? What then would the siman be? The way you resealed it. Did I do it like this? Did I do it like that? And being that it was resealed, so now there's some individuality to this barrel of wine, and as a result, it lends itself for someone being able to come and claim, this is mine based on this siman. Regardless, the point is that the Mishnah is talking about Roshim, where it was resealed, and the Brice is talking about Pasuach, where it wasn't resealed. But the Gemara says, Ibe Pasuach, if the Brice that says that if somebody finds Chavi Yashal Yayin Vishal Shemen, that halacha is Hari Elu Shaloi. Why? Because it's open, and because it's open, therefore the halacha is there's no simin, says the Gemara. If that's what's going on over here, Aveda Midasi, then Lachurit shouldn't even have to be mentioned in this Brice. It's so Pashit the halacha should be Hari Elu Shaloi. The reason is because if you have a barrel of wine and you don't reseal it, then at some point it's just going to go bad. Rashi gives a few examples of how it would go bad. Number one, it could be Nechashim and Akrabim would come and they would deposit their poison into it, which would render it Megulin where the halach is. They ain't allowed to drink it. It could be Shkatzim for a Masim would come and just make it dirty and make it something that nobody would want to drink. But the Gemara's Kasha is that it sounds like this is something that was punked, lost from somebody. Not a person that literally was mafker his item in Aveda Midas where he completely gave up hope on it. Amar Rav Hoshi has said, why are you saying that? B'meitzif. When we say Pasuach, the halach is Hare'elu Shaloi, it doesn't mean that it was completely left uncovered. It was covered, it just wasn't Roshim, it wasn't sealed. So it's Meitzif, meaning the cover is on top, it's just not sealed together. If it's not sealed, there's no simen, therefore the halach is Hare'elu Shaloi. If it's Roshim, then there is a simen. What's the simen? Either the fact that it's resealed, all the way Tosfos says, the way you resealed it, there the halach is that it's going to be chayv lahachas. Abayu, my Abayu said, afilu teme idiv idiv irashim. I could tell you that side the Brice and side the Mishnah are talking about where it was resealed. Again, what's the benefit of saying that? So that we're not dealing with an aveda midas, meaning for sure it was resealed. But like kasha, it's still, it's not a kasha. Kan koidim sheniftachu ha'itzris, kan la'achar sheniftachu ha'itzris. When the Brice says that halach is areil shaloi, it's talking about la'achar sheniftachu ha'itzris. When everybody already started selling and everybody already opened up their oitzris, so that the fact that you have a barrel of wine that you just found that was clearly opened and resealed is not newsworthy. And there's no simon to it, because most people who have store wine are going to have barrels of wine that look that way. So if someone's going to come forward and claim it based on that, it's not going to be a simon. When the Mishnah says that the halacha is chayv lahachris, it's talking about where this person punked on his own went and he opened up his oitzris before the zman that people used to do that. Then he went and he resealed it. Now the fact that it's resealed is actually very unique. And the reason is because although all the barrels that everybody owns are sealed, but they're sealed, they're not resealed. And resealed looks different than sealed looks. And as a result, it's going to be a simon. And therefore, the halacha is that it's going to be then chayv lahachris. And the Gemara says that this psak of Abaya once manifested itself with the real halacha. Tadr, Rabbi Yaakov Rabba, Ashka, Chavisa de Chamer, Lachash, and Niftuch HaOitzris. He once found the Chavisa de Chamer, he found a barrel of wine, and it was after the time that everybody had already opened up their storehouses of wine. Asa l'kamid Abaya, and he brought it to Abaya. Amalei, Abaya told him, Sil shkol enafshach. If you want to keep it for yourself, you're allowed to keep it for yourself. This is a chiddush, because this is a barrel of wine that was roshum. It was resealed. So why is the halacha that Hare Elu Shaloi? The teretz is Abaya l'shitasa. Because according to Abaya, just because it's roshum doesn't mean chayv lahachris. The only time roshum is chayv lahachris, if it's koidim sheniftucho itznis, where it's unusual to find something like this. There the halacha is that chayv lahachris. This, however, was a story where it happened la'acha sheniftuchu ha'itzris, as the Gemara says, mafurish, and it's for that reason, Abaya Paskin, that the halach is harei elu shalai. So just to make a sikum, on the first Gemara, we had a stira, we had a contradiction between two teachings from the Tanoim. The Brisa says that if somebody finds barrels of wine, barrels of oil, the halach is harei elu shalai. The Mishnah says, if somebody finds barrels of wine, barrels of oil, the halacha is chayiv lahachris. It's a contradiction. The Gemara says there's two eitzes. One eitze is that when the Mishnah says that the halacha is chayiv lahachris, it's talking specifically about a barrel of wine that was opened and then it was resealed. A barrel of wine that was opened and resealed, now the resealedness is a siman. Machlok is Rashi and Tosfos exactly what the siman is. And it's there that the halach is chayv lahachas. But ordinarily, it's true. If somebody finds a chavash shal yayin, a chavash shal shemen, the halach is going to be hare elu shaloi. Abaye said, I agree with what you're saying, but you just have to add one knitch. The Mishnah that says, kade yayin v'kade shemen chayv lahachas is talking about where you found a barrel of wine, a barrel of oil that was open. It was resealed, but with the added oikimta that it was koidim sheniftachu ha'itzris. That this all is before the time that it was common for people to open and then reseal their bottles of wine. It's only then that the halacha is going to be that chayv lahachris. Otherwise, even if it was resealed, the halacha is going to be hari elu shalai. Boy menei Rabibi meir Rav Nachman. Rabibi asked Rav Nachman the following question. Mokoyim, havi simin? Or loy have a simon. So if somebody finds somebody that doesn't have a simon, but it's in a place that maybe you can announce, and as a result, the person will be able to step forward and say, yeah, this is where I lost something, say what it is that he lost, and as a result, create a simon via the malkin. Would that be considered a simon, or would that not be considered a simon? So the Gemara says, Amalei, Sir Nachman told Rabbi Bitinisua, I think it's a Mefurish Mishnah, or it's a mafurish b'raisa, matzach av yishal yayin v'shal shemen, v'shal tfuah, v'shal groigis, v'shal zesim, harei elu shaloi. This b'raisa that says that if somebody finds barrels of all these different foods, da loch is, and you're allowed to keep it. Now, why you're allowed to keep it? The assumption is because the fact that you have a barrel of wine, there's nothing unique about it. Or a barrel of oil, there's nothing unique about it. In other words, there's no simen. But what's the kash of Yisrael? If you're going to tell me that makam is a simen, lichris makam. So why don't you announce the makam and let the person come forward and say what it is that he lost in that makam? Must be, said Rav Nachman, that makam is not a simen. Rav Zvid said, hacha b'may yaskino. And I don't know if there's a raya, because you could always make a kimta in this braisa that these chavis that were found b'raksa d'nahara. This is at the riverbank. What's the point? The point is that when the Olam used to import different merchandise, so the ships would come to the banks of the river and people would come and they would unload everything onto the dock. Sometimes people would forget some of these chavias there, and as a result, all of a sudden, there's a metziah. So if you're going to be machriz makim, oh, I found a barrel of wine, we're at the dock where all the importing comes through. That's not going to be a simon. Meaning, could be makim really is a simon. However, in the event that it was found in a place where it would be very usual and customary for something like this to be found, over there's nothing unique about the makim, and as a result, it's not going to be a simon. The Gemara explains, Amar Amari. Amari said, "My time, Amar Rabbanon Raksad Denahara Lo Yavi Simon." Why did Reb Zvid say? Why did the Rabbanon say that Raksad Denahara is not a simon? What we just spoke out. Because we tell him, just because you claim that you lost this here doesn't mean it's yours, but of course it could be that your competition and all the people that are in the same geschäft that you're in, maybe they also lost something over there. There's nothing unique about the makam, and being that there's nothing unique about the makam is not going to be a sin. Ikeda Amri, some had a slightly different version in the aforementioned exchange with a very big nafkamina lahalacha. Amr Amari, Amari said, my taima amru rabbanon. Mokoim loy havi simin, not my taima amru rabbanon raksid in ahara loy havi simin, but rather my taima amru rabbanon mokoim loy havi simin. And the reason is damrina le, because we tell him ki hechid isrami lididach hai mokoim isrami nami lichavroch hai mokoim. Could be just like you lost something in this place, somebody else maybe also lost something in that place. According to the first lishon of the Gemara, Ramari was explaining why did the Rabbanon paskin that raksa d'nahara is not a simen. According to the second lishon of the Gemara, Ramari was explaining why makoim is never a simen. What's the nafkamina? In the first lishon of the Gemara, it's only raksa d'nahara. That's not a simen. It makes sense that raksa d'nahara wouldn't be a simen. That's where all the importing and exporting took place. So as a result, it makes a lot of sense you would accidentally leave something there. As opposed to a regular makam, if somebody dropped something in somebody's chatzir, I don't know, maybe that's going to be a good simon. According to the second lishon of the Gemara, what the Gemara is saying is, my time, why is it that makam is never a simon? In other words, in the first lishon of the Gemara, makam's a simon. It's just raksa d'nahara that's not a simon. In the second lishon of the Gemara, makam is not a simon. What's the nafkamina? is Makom a Simen or is Makom not a Simen? Do we have any information from learning the first three Dafin of the Perek whether Makom's a Simen or not? Of course we do. Yesterday's Daf, it was a Machloikis, Rabbi and Rava. Rabbi held Makom Loi Havi Simen. Rava held Makom Havi Simen. It was a derivative of another Machloikis, Rabbi and Rava. Simen Asa Lidaris, whether that's a Simen or not a Simen. But the bottom line is, what emerges, L'chura, is that the two Lishoinis of this Gemara, of what Ramari was saying, the Rabbanon said, is really the Machloikis, Rabbi and Rava. Whether or not Makom Havi Simen, or whether Makom Loi Havi Simen. Says the Gemara, who gathered? There was a person, the Ashkech Kufra, he found pitch. Rashi says Kufra is Zephes, and it's a Dover She'im Boi Simen. And he found this thing, Bei Matzarta. He found it by the wine press. Also, Lekame de Rav. And he came to Rav, and he asked Rav, what's the halacha? Is it Harei Elul Shaloi, or is it Chayv Lahachas? Amaleis, Rav told him, Zil, Shkoel, and Afshecha. Keep it. Nutzes gizuntehe, chazit avakamachasim. But then Rav saw that this person was a little bit hesitant. He was a little bit uncomfortable. Rashi says, Liboy Noikvoy. He saw that his heart was clapping a little bit. He just was not 100% confident with this psak of Rav. Amale, so Rav told him, I see that you're not so comfortable with my psak. I'll tell you what. Zil ployglei l'chia b'ri mine. Why don't you split it together with my son Chia? It's a win-win. My son Chia will earn himself a little bit of zephes. And like this, you'll see that I'm not just giving you a kula. I mean my psak, and it's something that 100% with confidence, I'm telling you, you're allowed to keep. Says the Gemara, what's Pshan and Rav's psak? Lema kosava Rav, mokam loy havi simen. Should we assume that Rav holds mokam loy havi simen? Why? Because even though the zephes didn't have a simen, but it was found in the wine press. So let the wine press itself be the simen. Must be Rav holds, like Rabba, that Mokoyim is Loi Havi Simen. But the Gemara says, Amar Rabba, Rabba said, Mishum Yiyush Bailam Naguba. No, the reason Rav issued his psak is because Rav had a raya, he had evidence that the owner of this Zephis was Miyayish. How did he know that? The Chazakus, he saw the Kadchi Bechilfi. He saw that weeds started growing from this Zephis, meaning it was already a little moldy. It's something that had been there for a very long time. And so much time had passed that Rav was pretty confident that this person was probably Miyayish. We're going to see at the very, very, very end of today's daf, and really it's going to segue into tomorrow's daf, that once 12 months pass from when a person loses an Aveda, there's an assumption that even if it's a Dovah Shiyesh by Simen, the person's Miyayish. In this case, it was clear to Rav that the person was Miyayish, and nothing to do with the fact that the Zephis didn't have a Simen. It could be there was a Simen. The Mokka maybe was a Simen. But just based on the circumstantial evidence, Rav issued his Pesach. Either way, we return to our Mishnah. The Mishnah concluded and said, Rav Shimon Elazar Eimer, Kol Kli An Purya, Ein Chayv L'Hachris. That if somebody finds Kli An Purya, Ein Chayv L'Hachris, Rashi in the Mishnah says, what is Kli An Purya? Mefarish B'Gemara, this is the Gemara. My An Purya. What exactly is An Purya? I'm Rav Yehuda Mashmul. Rav Yehuda said the name of Shmuel, Kelim Chadoshim, Shaloi Sabasan Ha'ayin. Kli An Purya means new Kelim, that the owner of the Kelim is not 100% familiar what it looks like. So if you own something for a long time, you know it well. You know all the nuances of it. But if it's something that's new, so you just bought it, you may not know all the knaches. Kli An Purya is kelim chadashin shalei savas an ha'ayin, where your eyes are not saveya, they're not satisfied, meaning doesn't know 100% what this item looks like. Now, how does that tie into the word Ampurya? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, V'loshen Ampurya, the word Ampurya is Nutrikun. It's an acronym for Ein Poi Ri'iya. You didn't see it properly. That's what Kli An Purya is. So what's the halacha? If someone finds Kli An Purya, said Rav Shimon ben Elazar, you're not obligated to be machrizit, which sounds like a roundabout way of saying Harei Elul Shaloi. We'll see. Says the Gemara, that Heichidami, I don't understand this whole halach. I mean, Iisbahu Simen, if this Kli An Purya, this new Keli Shaloi Savasan Ayin has a Simik Loi Savasan Ayin Mahavi, then who cares that it's Kli An Purya? Ain't Chayiv Lahachris? If it has a Simen, then the Bailam for sure wasn't the Yayish. It's no different than all the Elam Mitzioyis, where the halach is Chayv L'Hachris. And either less Simen, if it's talking about where there's no Simen, then Ki Sovisan Ha'ayin Ma'ihavi. Then why are you telling me that the halach is Ein Chayv L'Hachris because it's Loi Sovisan Ha'ayin? Even if it was Sovisan Ha'ayin, the halach would be Ein Chayv L'Hachris, because if there's no Simen, then for sure the Bailam was Miyayish. So the Gemara's Kasha is Mamanav Shach. I don't understand this halacha of Kli on Purya. Really, the only thing that should matter is there a simon or is there not a simon? If there's a simon, then the halacha should be chayv lahachas, and if there's no simon, the halacha should be ari elu shaloi. If someone finds a keli shaloi savas on a ayin, the halacha is that ari elu shaloi. What does that even mean? Says the Gemara. La'olam the last bu simon. It's talking about where there's no simon. Now, if there's no simon, then for sure the halacha is that the Bailim were miyayish. So why are you telling me dafka kli am purya the halacha is are elu shaloi? Even if it's kelim shesavas on a ayin, the halacha should be the same. Nafkamina, I'll tell you where chapsa nafkamina. Lahadure litzurba merabonon betfias eino. Chapsa nafkamina as it relates to returning it to a tzurba merabonon. What's a tzurba merabonon? A Talmud Chacham, but specifically a Tzurba Mirabanan is a young budding Talmud Chacham. Either way, a yeshiva bacher, a younger man, the nafgamina would be to return it to a Tzurba Mirabanan betfiya sayin. How so? Savas on a ayin, to the extent that this keli is savas on a ayin, kimle begavaya. We assume that the Talmud Chacham knows his item, umadrinale, and we would return it to him even without a simon. Ki loy savas on a ayin. If, however, it was loy savas on a ayin, loy kimle begavaya, then we assume that the Tzurba Mirabanan probably doesn't have such a good read on his item yet, and then the halacha is that you would not be obligated to return it. In other words, what the Gemara is saying is, and the Gemara is going to flesh it out now a little bit better, a chiddush, and that is that although when you learn Elu Metzias, so you know, what does it all depend on? Whether you can keep the Metzias, whether you have to be machris the Metzias. Was the Baila Miyayish or was he not Miyayish? And what does that usually depend on? Is there a simon or is there not a simon? A Talmud Chacham, a Tzurim Rabbanan, has a special Shulchan Aruch. When it comes to a Tzurim Rabbanan, he can claim an item, even if it has no simon, with his tefiyah sign. If he says, I know this is mine. How do you know it's mine? I know, because this is mine. So the halach is, you return it to a Talmud Chacham. If a regular man on the street would say that, bring the simon, otherwise I'm not going to give it to you. You would have to come with a simon, otherwise we're not going to return it to you. A Talmud Chacham is someone that can claim something with a tefiyah sign. That's where chaps and afkimina, this halach of Kli Am Purya. Kli Am Purya, the halach is Hari Elu Shaloi. Why? Because it's Kelim Shaloi, Sabas on Ayim. Where does it manifest itself? The halach, a Talmud Chacham that comes to claim a Kli Am Purya, but tefiyah sign, there the halach is Hari Elu Shaloi. If it wasn't a Kli Am Purya, if it was Sabas on Ayim, there the halach would be, you would be obligated to return it. Says the Gemara that as a support to this idea that a Talmud Chacham is someone that can claim a Metziah based on his Tvi Zayin. It's based on the fact. Amar Rav Yehuda Mashmur, Rav Yehuda said the name of Shom, Bahani Tlas, Mili Abidu, Rabban, and the Meshan, Abini Lai. There are three times, and only three times, where the custom is for a Talmud Chacham to be Meshan, Abini Lai, to not tell the truth. What are these three times? Be Mesechta, Ube Purya, Ube Ushviza. When it comes to Mesechta, when it comes to Purya, and when it comes to Shpiza. So what do these three things mean? We'll see in 1 second. Says the Gemara, my nafkamina. So this was Rav Yudam Rashmul talking. Where does a chapa nafkamina that Talmidei Chachamim, they only lie in three instances? Meaning, if you know someone, Taka only lies when it comes to Mesechta, Purya, and Ushpiza. So somebody like that is considered a Talmud Chacham. There's a nafkamina la'alocha. Amr Marzutra. Marzutra said, yeah, la'adure le, avedasa, betfiyas eina. A chaps a nafkamina to return an avedatim, betfiyas eina. If we know that this is a person that only lies when it comes to these three things, we would return it. If, however, we know that he's someone that lies even in other areas, we wouldn't return it. The bottom line is there is an idea of a Tzurba Mirabana that's Meshana Milayu only when it comes to Mesechta, Purya, and Ushpiza. Someone like that, we would return an Aveda to, even if he doesn't have a simon, simply based on his Tfiyah Zayin. That's where Rav Shimon Halacha's Halacha of Kli Am Purya is something that would be Noigeya. So what are these three things that Avidi Rabbana de Mishana Milayo, be Mesechta, be Purya, ube Ushpiza? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says as follows, be Mesechta, read them inside. Yesh bi yotcha Mesechta's pliny sedura begirsa elah. Someone goes over to a Talmud Chacham, a Tzurim Rabbani, says, tell me, do you know this Mesechta? Or do you not know this Mesechta? Says Rashi, v'afagav shesturi hiloi. Even if this Talmud Chacham really knows the Mesechta, yoyma loy lav. He should tell him, I don't know the Mesechta, umidas anovehi. It's a midas anov. So there's an idea that if somebody knows the Mesechta, then somebody asks you, do you know this Mesechta? You should tell him, no, absolutely, I don't know the Mesechta. That's a good thing to do. It's a lie, not telling the truth. Usually, midvar sheker tirchak. Katshakronim is one of the four kitas that are not going to be makabel the Pnei Shechina. But at the same time, in this instance, the halach is, you'd be allowed to lie. Tosfos asks that Don't Chazal say v'shinantam l'vanecha sheyu divrei Torah mechudadim l'ficha? And Chazal give a mashal. Shem yishalcha adam. Somebody asks you a question. Al titgamgein v'toyim aloy. Ela emalei miyad. I thought there's an idea that if somebody asks you a question, you're supposed to be able to tell him the answer to this question. Now all of a sudden you're telling me fakir that a Talmud Chacham is mishani milayu when it comes to mesechta. So Tois says a pashta teres. Tois says yeah. If somebody asks you a shaila in halacha, then you don't prava anivus, of course. Then you're supposed to give the answer. But if somebody comes over to you, he's just a little bit curious. He wants to know if you ever learned, say, the Tyrus. He wants to know if you ever took a fahar on Erevin. That's not something you have to say. So even if it's true, there's an idea for a person, because of Midas Anava, to say that even though really he learned it, he didn't learn it. Either way, that's what Masecht is. Number two is Bipurya. What's Bipurya? So Rashi says, Shimashta mitascha. If somebody goes over to Tzurbim Rabbanan and says, Shimashta mitascha, Yoy Malav, he should say no. Even if really the answer is yes. And again, Rashi says it's a midas tznius. So the first Rashi by Masechta, Rashi says it's a midas anova. Over here, Rashi says it's a midas tznius. Tosfos says it's a very funny question for somebody to ask somebody. The Hani class mili avidi the rabbanon the mishani milayus. If somebody asks somebody shimashta mitoscho, so Tosfos says a different shot, albeit may inyan le inyan ba'osa inyan, and that is it's talking about a tzurim rabbanon that didn't come to base medrash, and his friend comes over to him and says, how come he didn't come to base medrash? Now the reason he didn't come to base medrash is because he was mishamish mitoscho. He's a balkari, and as a result, he's also b'divrei Torah tilas Ezra. So that's the reason. But at the same time, if he's going to say that's the reason, it's not midarkei atznius. So this is one of the three times that the rabbanot should be meshanim milayu. He shouldn't say that the reason he didn't come to Beis Medrash is because he was meshamish mitasai. And that's what we're referring to. But we're not referring to a situation where somebody goes over to his friend and he asks him specifically shemashto mitasai. And finally, ube ushpiza, the third thing Rashi says, shalu al ushpiza im kibler b'seif upon him yofis. Let's say somebody, he was a guest by somebody, and then his friend comes over to him and he tells him, tell me, this guest, he took you in well, was he mekabel you like Shammai b'sever panim yafos? That's Shammai's member, by the way, not sarcastic. It's Shammai's member. He's the one that says in the Mishnah Novice you have to be mekabel a person b'sever panim yafos. Everyone asks, has it stimmed with some of the stories about Shammai where it doesn't sound like he was mekabel the oivim so much b'sever panim yafos. But either way, so the answer that this person should say is no. And why? Rashi says Mida Toive. So it's interesting. The first one, Rashi says, it's a Mida Sanova. By the second one, Purya, it's a Mida of Tznius. And here he says, it's a Mida Toive. It's not a Nova. It's not Tznius. But it's a good Mida. And the reason is, Kidei Shalo Yikpitzu Boi Bnei Adam She'ena Mehuganam Lava Yitamid Olav V'yichalu Es Mamoina. Because if word's going to get out that this is a good place to stay, before you know it, this person's going to be broke. Because everyone's going to come and the mamash going to clean them out. Word travels pretty fast. But the bottom line is that there's three times where a tzurim rabbanon so let it be meshanim milayu b'mesechta b'puria u'b'ashpisa. It's yodua that the Marsha and this gemara right here in Chedushei Agadah says that maybe you could say a different pshat in what b'puria means, and you can't make this up because the chances of this falling out mamish dover be'itay matoiv when you're learning mesechtas bava metzia, I think is very very unlikely. Says the Marsha v'li nira that if you look at Rashi and Tosfos on the word b'puria, they both teach that what does puria mean. In Aramaic, a puri is a bed. Shimashta mitascha. Abzok the Marsha that the yoisen nira that maybe pshat is differently. The Gemara says Masechtas Megillah Daf Zayin Amud Beis Chayiv Adam lepsume bepuria Adolo Yada bein Arur Haman lebaruch Martcha. Says the Gemara Avidi Rabbanan de Meshanim loy Madolo Yada gav imhu enoy mevusin kol kach v'yada. So if somebody goes over to a tzumer Rabbanan on Purim and he says, "Tell me, you know the difference right now between Arur Haman and Baruch Martcha?" He can fake it. He can say, I don't know the difference. Even if he does, and this is one of the class mili, the Mishani Rabbana. But either way, Zoktim Rasho, what's Bepurya? Bepurya is Chav Zinish Lepsume Adalayada. If you want, you could say that you're holding Adalayada, even if really you're holding by the Yada. The bottom line is, Zoktim Gemara, right? Marzutra Chasido, Ikniv Le Kasa de Kaspa Milshpisa. Marzutra Chasido was involved in a story where there was a Kasa de Kaspa, there was a silver becher that was stolen from an Ushpiza, from some host. Chazila hu Bar Beirav, the Moshe Yodev Venoga Beglima de Chavre. And then he saw Bar Beirav, he saw Tzurim Rabbana, he saw one of the Yeshiva Bachrim was using his friend's towel. Omar, he said, Hainu Hai. I got him. I found the gun if he's the person. Everyone told Marzucha Chasida, how do you know he's the person? Because you see that he's insensitive when it comes to his friend's money. Kafse, either way, they brought him into the back room. They interrogated him a little bit. And he was Maida, that Enochanami, he's the person that stole it. You know, when I saw this Gemara, so immediately what came to mind was a Gemara that we learned the other day on that Chaf Beis Amid Aleph. The Gemara told a story about Armeimar, Marzutra, and Rav Ashi, that they all went to the Bustana of Mori Bar Isak. And then the Oris of Mori Bar Isak came, and he brought out Tmorim and Rimoinim, and the Gemara said that Armeimar and Rav Ashi ate from it, but Marzutra lo yachol. He didn't want to eat, and the Gemara tells a whole story and tied it into Yishalei Midas. But the bottom line is, it sounds like Marzutra was someone that was very makbid and very medactic when it came to Mamoina Shachaveroi. It feels a little bit like this is Marzutra Lashitasai. By the way, just the title, Marzutra Chasida, right? He was called a Chasid. The Gemara says in Bava Kama, Daflam and Omar Aleph, if somebody wants to be a Chasid, what should he be careful in? He should be careful in Yoni Dinizikin. So this is Marzutra, who we're going to call Marzutra Chasida. You see, he's very makbid when it comes to Mamoina Shalchaver. So it sounded like, mamash, two Gemaras that we learned, two blad away from each other, it's the same Marzutra. But I took a look and told this Tanam Vamayron, and it's clear that Marzutra Stam in Shas is not Marzutra Chasida. They were two different people. So even though you have a Maisa with Marzutra in the beginning of Eilu Metzias, Daf Chapez and Aleph, where he was very medactic when it came to his friend's money, and then you have Marzutra Chasida in Eilu Metzias, Daf Chavdalad and Aleph, who clearly was of the same opinion, it's not Marzutra L'shitasoi, because Marzutra L'chud and Marzutra Chasida L'chud. In fact, if you take a look in the Toldos Tanam V'Amayram, so he brings, there were many Amayram whose name was Marzutra. So you have the famous Marzutra, Marzutra Baravdimi. There's Marzutra Bereda Rav Huna, Bereda Rav Papi. There's Rav Zutra Bereda Rav Zera, Marzutra Bereda Rav Tavi, Rav Zut, and Marzutra Bereda Rav Mori, Marzutra Bereda Rav Nachman, Marzutra Zuta, Marzutra Chasida, Marzutra Rabba, etc., etc. Either way, there were many Amoiram whose name was Marzutra. But Derech Agav, this is obviously not what we're holding in right now, but you know, we've talked a lot in the past about Amoraim that had two names. And this idea that you find, that Yehuda talks about in a tshuva, the Chassam Sofer talks about in a tshuva, the Nachlas Shniva talks about it in his classic work, where in the times of Chazal, it was highly, highly uncommon to find anyone that had two names. Marzutra, is that two names? I mean, it's one name, it's Marzutra? No, it's Mar space Zutra, right? There's no hyphen, it's a space, I think. So Marzutra, is that one name or two names? Now, the emphasis is, you could say that Mar maybe is not really a name, because we know that Mar sometimes was a name, Mar Baravashi. We just had the two Mars, who were the sons of Rav Chisda, Mar Yanuk and Mar Keshisha, but Mar sometimes means master, like Rabba was referred to as Mar by his Talmud Abaya. So is Mar a name, or is Mar not a name? If Mar means master, so Mar means the master Zutra. If Mar is a name, then Mar Zutra sounds like really two names, the name Mar and the name Zutra. Could be Zutra is not a name. What does Zutra mean? Maybe Zutra is Miloshin Zutar. Zutar means small in Aramaic. I mean, it's interesting that you find a Mar Zutra Zutar. If Zutra really means small, you also find a Mar Zutra Rabba, which would be a great oxymoron. But the bottom line is, I'm not sure. I'm a little bit novach in this Indian. Is Mar a name? Is Zutra a name? If Mar and Zutra are both names, then all these Mar Zutras that we just mentioned had two names. Maybe Mar's not a name, maybe Zutra's not a name. Either way, Zok the Gemara, Vaita, we return to the sugis here of Eilu Metzias Shalai. Says the Gemara, Tanya, Moida, Rav Shimon ben Elazar. We learned in a Braisa that Rav Shimon ben Elazar was Moida, but Kelim Chadoshim, Shesavis Anayim, that if somebody finds Kelim Chadoshim, that you would be obligated to be machris. Meaning, even though Rav Shimon ben Elazar said, Kol Kli Ampurya, what's the halacha in Chayv Lahachris, Hare Eilu Shaloi, but that's if it's a Kli Ampurya. What does Kli Ampurya mean? Ein Poi Re'iya. If, however, it's Kelim Chadashim, it's true, it's new, but it was Savas Anayin, Sidir Halacha is Chayv Lahachris. Eilu Hein Kelim Chadashim Shaloi Savas Anayin. The following are examples of Kli Ampurya, Kelim Chadashim, that were lois savas anayin she'enoi chayv lahachris, where the halach is that you're not obligated to be machris. It could go in badei machtin, strings of machtin, of needles, v'tzinoirios, or strings of tzinoirios. So Rashi says, what are tzinoirios? Tzinoirios are mazlogos ketanim, small forks, shetoveis b'zov, that we use to spin gold. U'machroisnois shel kardumois, or strings of axes. Kol elusha amru, all these things that we said, that the halacha is that you're allowed to keep it. Why? Because it's kliyam puri. A masai mutar, when are they? Mutar b'zman shematzah nechadach. That's if you found only one of them. Ava matzim shnayim shnayim. If you find two of them, chayv lahachris, then the halacha is you will be have to be machris. The Gemara is going to explain in a minute. Says the Gemara, my body. So we mentioned that. What's an example of klei amporia? It's bade machtem v'tzinoirius. What does the word bade mean? So we touched it as meaning strings. It's based on this Gemara right here. Bade are shoichi, or shoichi really are branches. V'amai karle bade, why are they referred to as bade? Dover de tolibe midi bad karle. Anything that something hangs from is considered a bad. So for example, a string would be considered a bad, or a branch would be considered a bad. Anything that something hangs from is considered a bad. And in fact, there's a makar to this. Gahuda Tanan Hasim, we're going to the Mishnah, and this Mishnah is in Mesechta Sukkah and Perek Lulav HaGazal. It's talking about Arovis. Allah Echad Bivad Echad. That if you have one leaf that's hanging from one bad, so you see that the word bad means shoichi, it means branches. These two ideas are interchangeable. Before we go weiter, and really go me inyan le inyan ba'isa inyan. So the Gemara just began, Tanya, Moida Reb Shimon ben Elazar, Reb Shimon ben Elazar's Moida, Bekelim Chadashon, Shnesovison Ayin, Shechayiv Lahachris. So even though Reb Shimon ben Elazar said in the Mishnah, that Kliam Purya, what's the halacha, Hari Elu Shaloi, but he's Moida, if the Kelim Chadashon were Kelim, Shnesovison Ayin. So Toisvis, the top Tois on the Yom, it says, Moida Reb Shimon ben Elazar, who's he being Moida to? Reb Shimon ben Elazar's Moida. Moida to who? So it sounds like he's being Moida to the Rabbanan. That says, even though there was no sheet of the Rabbanan mentioned in the Mishnah as it relates to Kli Amporia, but says Tosfos from this Braisa, the word Moida Reb Shimon ben Elazar, there's a revelation as to what the Rabbanan held as it relates to Kli Amporia. You see from here that the Rabbanan Shita is that Kli Amporia, the halacha is Chayav Lahachris. It's Reb Shimon ben Elazar that holds that Kli Amporia, being that it's Lois Savas on Ayin, the halacha is Einoi Chayiv LaHachris. However, Moida Reb Shimon ben Elazar, Reb Shimon ben Elazar is going to be Moida, that the halacha is that if it's Savas on Ayin, then already it's going to be Chayiv LaHachris. But Zok Toisvis, even though it's not Mefurish in the Mishnah, but in the Brice it is, Moida Reb Shimon ben Elazar, you see from here that the Shita of the Chachamim is that Kli Amporia is Chayiv LaHachris. If that's the case, Frey Toisvis, how do you learn the Mishnah? Let's go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Eilu Metziah Shaloi, and there's a whole list of things that are Eilu Metziah Shaloi. Frank Tosfos, why is the halacha Eilu Metziah Shaloi? L'chur, in all these cases, why don't we say that you have to be machrizit? You know why you have to be machrizit? Because maybe it fell from a Talmud Chacham, and the Talmud Chacham can claim a Metziah with a Tvias Ayin, and to the extent that he can claim it with a Tvias Ayin, so the halacha should be Chayv Lahachriz. And by the way, according to the Chachamim, the halacha is that Chayiv Lahachris, even if it's Kelim Shaloi Savas on Ayin. So it has nothing to do then if it's Kelim Chadashim or if it's not Kelim Chadashim. Either way, you can't make an Akimta that it was Chadashim because according to the Chum, it makes no difference. The halacha is always Chayiv Lahachris. So if you're going to tell me that the halacha is that according to the Chachamim, every single Keli, you have to be Machris, to the extent that it might be that of a Talmud Chacham, so then how do you learn the Mishnah? So when is it Negeya, Eilu Metziah Shaloi? Tosfos says that you have to say one of two things. Either you have to say that all the things mentioned in the Mishnah were things that have no Tvias Ayin. And because there's no Tvias Ayin, so over here, even a Talmud Chacham would never be able to come and claim it. Meaning, new or not new, according to the Chachamim, is neither here nor there. That's where they argue with Reb Shimon ben Elazar in the Sugya of Tvias Ayin. But it still has to be something where the Derech would be to have a Tvias Ayin. All the things mentioned in the Mishnah, there is no Tvias Ayin, and because there is no Tvias Ayin, that's why the Halacha is going to be what the Halacha is. Inami, you could always say it's talking about where it was found, B'makom D'lo Shchichi Rabban. And if it was found, b'makom d'lo shchichi rabban, and anyways, this is something that's not going to be negated. Either way, so we've been talking about the halacha of Shimon Elazar in the Mishnah, which states that kol kli ampuria, the halacha is ein chayv lahachris, even though a Talmud Chacham can ordinarily claim a lost item with his tvias ayin, but it has to be something that was savas on ayin. If it was lois savas on ayin, there the halacha is not. The Gemara now is going to bring another memra from Shimon Elazar that's going to escort us through the end of the daf. Chin Reb Shimon Alazar Omer. Reb Shimon Alazar used to say, "Hamatzel min ha'ari." If somebody saves something that belongs to somebody else from a lion, umin ha'doy from a bear, umin ha'namor from a leopard, umin ha'bardalus. That's a big discussion. What exactly a bardalus is? Umin zutay shalyam. Or he saved it from the tide of the sea. Umishlulisay shonar. Or from a river that overflowed. Hamoitzni besratya. If somebody finds a lost item in a thoroughfare, a highway, uplat yigdayla, or in a large plaza, or any place where there's a rabbit, in all these cases you're allowed to keep it. Rashi, very, very, very important. Rashi, afilu davar sheyesh bo simen, even if it has a simen, the halach is you're allowed to keep it. And the reason is mipnei shehabaylum esyashem mehem, because we assume for sure the baylum will miyash. So Rav Shimon Elazar said in critical halacha in Hilchas Eilu Metzias, and that is that even though when it comes to Eilu Metzias shaloi ve'elu chayv lahachas, what's the determining factor? Is there a simen or is there not a simen? You have to read the not such very fine print, and that is, there's a nafgamina of whether you lost it in a makim sharabim mitzuyin sham or not in a makim sharabim mitzuyin sham. To the extent that this thing was lost in makim sharabim mitzuyin sham, so then the halacha is that you are going to be allowed to keep it. Now, really, if you think about Rav Shimon Elazar's halacha, he said two things. He said, number one, if somebody says something for an ari, a doiv, a namar, a bardalis, zutay shoyam, and shulisay shonar, the halacha is arei ushloy, afilu b'davah sheyesh b'simen, that has nothing to do with makim sharabim mitzuyin sham. Could be you saved it from a lion in a zoo where there's no rabbit. That's related to the Gemara on Daf Chav Beis Amid Beis, where the Gemara says, "V'chein tassel l'chamoyroi, v'chein tassel l'samlosoi, v'chein tassel l'chol avedas achicho, asher toivad mimenu." Where the halach is, "Misha avuda heimenu, umutsuya etzel kol adam, yotzes azu shavuda mimenu, ve'enu mutsuya etzel kol adam." But the second part of where Reb Shimon Elazar said, that if somebody finds something in a sratya or in a platya gedoylo, u'b'chol mokim sharabim mitsuyim sham, harei elu shaloi, even if it has a simen, it's based on the fact, because even if there's a simen, we assume that the owner was miyach. Says the Gemara, Iboilu, five questions. Ki kam Rav Shimon ben Elazar b'roiv kananim, avu b'roiv Yisrael, where Rav Shimon ben Elazar says that if somebody finds a metziah in a place where there's a rabbin, is that true only if the rabbin are roiv kananim? But if it's roiv Yisrael not, or maybe I feel roiv Yisrael nami yomar, or maybe Rav Shimon ben Elazar said is alocha, even if there's roiv Yisrael. Meaning the Rav Shimon ben Elazar say is alocha, that if somebody loses even a davar sheyesh by simen, b'makom sherabim mitzuyin sham, only where that rabbin were kananim, or did he say it even if it was roiv Yisrael? Now, what would be the difference if it's roiv kananim or roiv Yisrael? So, at first glance, you would think the difference is if you find such a metziah in a place where it's roiv kananim, so you could assume that it probably fell from a kanani. Now, if it fell from a kanani, the halacha is avedas akum is mutter. It's a sugya arucha, it's a censored sugya arucha in the end of Masechtas Bava Kamma, as opposed to if it fell from Rav Yisrael, so then you would have to assume it fell from Yisrael. But Tosfos says that if that's what the Gemara means, then it doesn't sound like that's what Rav Shimon Elazar is saying. Because Rav Shimon Elazar sounds like he's saying, a halacha in Hilchis Eilu Metzios, that if somebody loses, even a davar sheyesh bo yisimin, if it's b'makim sherabim mitzuyim sham, we assume that he's miyayish. If the only time it's mutter to take is where it's roiv kananim, based on the fact that we assume that it came from a kanani because of achri rabim lahatos, then it has nothing to do with assuming that the Bible was miyayish. Fakir, maybe the Bible was a miyayish, but I have a right to go basir roiv. I have a right to assume that it came from the kananim. So Tosfos says a very important caveat in Pashup Shad in the Gemara. And that is that the Gemara's Ibaya is as follows. Even if you know for sure it fell from a Yid, you look at it, you know this is a Yiddish Metziah. There's no question in the world that what you're looking at right now fell from a Yid. But still, the Gemara has it said that the only time a Bailam would be Miyayish, if he loses something, b'mokim sherabim mitzuyin sham, is if he lost it b'mokim roiv kananim. And the reason is because in his mind, the kanani is going to pick it up. He's not going to be makbid on Hashavas Aveda. He's never going to find it. But maybe if he lost it b'mokim sherabim mitzuyin sham, where the rabbim are yidden, maybe over there it's already going to be different. So again, the point of roiv kananim, roiv Yisrael, is not, do I think it fell from a yid? Do I think that it fell from a guy? That's not the nakuda. The nakuda is, as it relates to the psychology of the person that lost this item, it could be if He lost it b'makim where it's Reif Kananim, he's never going to find it. But in his mind, if he lost it in a place where there's a lot of Yidin, he knows, Mikam Chi Yisrael, someone's going to find it, he's going to pick it up, and it's going to return it to him, and it could be over there, he's not Miach. But either way, that's the first shayla. The shayla is Reb Shimon Lazar Zalof, that if somebody loses something that has a sin, b'makim sh'rabim mitzuyim sham, the halacha is, harei el shaloi, is it dafka where it's Reif Kananim, or is it true, afilu b'Reif Yisrael? Intim, so I'm afilu b'Reif Yisrael, now if you're going to tell me, that Reb Shimon Lazar said, not only where it's Reif Kananim, even where it's Reif Yisrael, let me ask you a second question. Pligi Rabbanu Olel, loy Pligi Rabbanu Olel. Did Rabbanan argue with this halacha? Did the Rabbanan not argue with this halacha? Meaning, it's Reb Shimon Elazar talking. What did the Rabbanan have to say? In the previous Reb Shimon Elazar, we knew what the Rabbanan had to say because over there we had a Braisa that gave us some insight. It said, Umayda Reb Shimon Elazar. Taisus was Medayik from the word Umayda. What the Rabbanan hold? But over here, I don't see any information. So what did the Rabbanan hold with regards to this halacha of Reb Shimon Elazar? So let me Pligi Bereiv. If you're going to tell me that the Rabbanon are choylik b'roiv Yisrael v'adei pligi, and then for sure you're going to say that the Rabbanon argue with Reb Shimon Elazar as it relates to Reb Yisrael. But what about b'roiv Kanan? Pligi or loy pligi? Meaning you could say that the Rabbanon are choylik b'roiv Yisrael over there based on the svar that we mentioned earlier. They hold that even though it's a makam sh'rabim mitzuyim sham, but if it's Reb Yisrael, the person doesn't give up hope. But maybe when it comes to Reb Kanan, and not v'imtim tzuleimer pligi. And if you're going to tell me that the Rabbanon are pligi afilu b'roiv Kanan, even by Reb Kanan, meaning the Rabbanon are pligi, they hold doesn't matter if it's Reb Yisrael, doesn't matter if it's Reif Kananim, the person's never miyash. Halacha k'moyse, in halacha k'moyse, do we paskin like Reb Shimon Elazar, or do we not paskin like Reb Shimon Elazar? Now, usually yachid v'rabim, it's halacha k'rabim, but either Gemara is not sure. Maybe we paskin like Reb Shimon Elazar, and intim salim halacha k'moyse. And if you're going to tell me that the halacha is like Reb Shimon ben Elazar, dafka b'Reif Kananim, I feel the b'Reif Yisrael. Meaning, if you're going to tell me that the machloik is Reb Shimon Elazar and the chachamim is sai b'Reif Kananim and sai b'Reif Yisrael, and you're going to tell me that halacha is like Reb Shimon Elazar, is the halacha like Reb Shimon Elazar? Cyber Reif Kananim and Cyber Reif Yisrael, or maybe the halacha is only like Reb Shimon ben Elazar b'Reif Kananim. So the bottom line is, Reb Shimon ben Elazar said a very innocent statement. He said that if somebody loses, afilu adav sheyesh by simi b'makom sharabim mitzuyim sham, the halacha is harei elu shaloi. The person gives up hope on ever finding it, and the fact that it's a simin does not make him not be miyayish, and therefore the halacha is yish koina. You're going to be able to keep. But the Gemara had Nishveinige, five questions, five ibayas, five things that are not so clear. Number one, Rav Shimon Elazar said as halacha maybe only by Reif Kananim, not by Reif Yisrael, maybe said after the Reif Yisrael. The Rabbanon, I don't know anything about the Rabbanon. Are they chaylik Reb Shimon Elazar? Do they agree with Reb Shimon ben Elazar? Assuming that the Rabbanon are chaylik, are they chaylik only by Reif Yisrael? Or are they even chaylik by Reif Kanan? Do we pass like Reb Shimon Elazar, or do we pass like the Chachamim? And if we pass like Reb Shimon Elazar, maybe we only pass like Reb Shimon Elazar in the more extreme case, by Reif Kanan, maybe not by Reb Yisrael. Says the Gemara Tashma. If somebody finds money in a base HaKnesses or in a base Medrash, where he finds money in any place where there's a rabbin, you're allowed to keep it, because we assume that the Bailam will miyash. If this Braisa sounds familiar, it's because it was one of the first Tashmas that were brought in the Sugi of Yish Shalei Midas. Mara thought this was a raya to Rava that Yish Shalei Midas have a Yish. Why? Because just because you found the money, that means that you're allowed to keep it. Maybe the Bailam doesn't know he lost it, and as a result, it's Yisur Asul Yadeh, and it's Yish Shalei Midas, and Yish Shalei Midas Loi have a Yish. But the Gemara says no, and the reason is because when it comes to money, you always make sure you have your money on you, and therefore we assume it's a Yish Midas. But the bottom line is that the Braisa said that if somebody finds money in a Beis HaKnesses, a Beis Medrash, or Kol Mokim Sherabim Mitzuyim Sham, the halacha is you're allowed to keep it because we assume that the Bailim was Miyayish. Says the Gemara, Man Shamalei Da'azal Basaruba, who is the one that holds of this Svara of we assume that the Bailim are Miyayish B'Mokim Sherabim Mitzuyim Sham? It's Rav Shimon ben Elazar, right? Rav Shimon Elazar is the one that just said it in the previous Braisa. And Shamim, you know, you see me foolish. I feel the Rav Yisrael Nami. That it's true even in a place where it's Rav Yisrael. Now, how do you know it's true even in a place that's Rav Yisrael? Because a Beis Medrash, a Beis HaKnesses, it's Reiv Yidin, right? And as a result, for sure, you see that the halacha is true, afilu b'Reiv Yisrael. But the Gemara says, no, what are you talking about? Hacha b'mayaskina m'mefuzaren. You're talking not about money sheyesh by simin. You're talking about money that has no simin. You're talking about ma'os mefuzaren. It's like the Mishnah said. That's something that people are always miyayish from. And as a result, the halacha is hari elu shaloi. Meaning, the Gemara and the Havimina thought that this money was ma'os tziburin. There was something unique about it. There was some simin, it was maybe put aside. We're be'etzim, we shouldn't assume that the person was mi'ayish, other than the fact that it's in a makom sh'rabbi mitzuyin sham. If that's the case, that's the halacha Rav Shimon Elazar. You see, Rav Shimon Elazar said as halacha, even in a beis haknesses, beis medrash, which is a makom, that's Rav Yisrael. But maybe that's not what's going on over here. We're talking about money. That's mois befuzaris. Mois befuzaris, that's in the Mishnah of Eilu Metzir Shalai, and therefore the halach is that you're allowed to keep it. The Gemara says, even befuzarin, if it's talking about mois befuzaris, my ear, your makam sharab and mitzvah yusham. So why the Braisa say that the halach is Ariel Shalai if you find it in a makam sharab and mitzvah yusham? I feel in a rabbi mitzvah yusham. Even if it's in a makam sharab and rabbi mitzvah yusham, still the halach is going to be Ariel Shalai. Elo says, the Gemara lo oilam bitzrurin. Some have the girsa bitziburin. The oilam it's talking about with this money was not mefuzaris. It wasn't scattered on the ground. It was bunched together on the side. Stating that, you want to know why the halach over here is that it's harei elu shalai b'makam sh'rabim mitzuyin sham. It's because we're talking about b'bati k'nesi yoshal k'nanim. And being that it's b'bati k'nesi yoshal k'nanim, it's roiv k'nanim. And if it's roiv k'nanim, so therefore the halach is harei elu shalai. Meaning, don't bring a raya from here that Rav Shimon Elazar said as halach afilu b'roiv Yisrael, because I can tell you that it was roiv k'nanim. Meaning, why do we think it was roiv Yisrael? Because it's a Beis HaKnesses. How do you know it's a Beis HaKnesses Shal Yisrael? Maybe it's a Beis HaKnesses Shal Oiv Dekecham. So what exactly is a Beis HaKnesses Shal Oiv Dekecham? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, that what does the word Beis HaKnesses mean? The word Beis HaKnesses means it's a Beis Kinos. It's a place where people come together. Stam Beis HaKnesses, Bayos, is a place where 10 Yidden come together to daven. But really, what it is Asifas Mokoyim Shemiskansen Shom. That's really what it is. And in the context of Ovdei Kechavim, Beis HaKnesses would mean when Oilam gets together to Shmuz. But the bottom line is that could be that's what a Beis HaKnesses is, and therefore you're not dealing with a Beis HaKnesses Shal Yisrael, you're dealing really with Beis HaKnesses Shal Yisrael. But the Gemara says, that works for Beis HaKnesses. Of a Bati Midrash, what about a Beis Medrash? Right now we're pushing our luck. Beis Medrash for sure must be Shal Yisrael. So the Gemara says, Bati Midrash is Tidan. It's true. The Beis Medrash has to be a Yiddish Beis Medrash. However, the Yosfi Bukananim, where Kananim are not members of this yeshiva, but there are Kananim that are in this space medrash. Why would there be Kananim in this space medrash? So Rashi says that the security guards, that they're lishmar. But the point is, they're Kananim over there, and be that they're Kananim over there, that's where it's in the game. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, hashtu the asas lahachi, my. But the Knesi is Nami, as it relates to the Beis HaKnesses. You don't have to be Madchik, and you don't have to say that the Beis HaKnesses that we're talking about is a Beis HaKnesses Shal Oiv Dekechavim. Beis HaKnesses means what it always means, especially when it comes together with Beis Medrash. But the Knesi is about the Midrashes, doesn't mean but the Knesi is Shal Knanim and a regular Beis Medrash. Why then would this not be related to the Halach of Rav Yisrael? Again, the Yosef of Knanim, it's told by the word Knanim there. I mean that there were Knanim over there, so therefore the Halach is, we look at it as if it's a place of Rav Knanim. And therefore, the halacha is it's going to be harei elu shalai zokta gemara tashma. Another raya matzav aveda. If somebody finds an aveda, now this tashma Rashi says is from a mishnah in Seyde Tyrus. Rashi doesn't tell us which masecht it is, but if you look in the Masoras Hashas, it's a masechtes machshirin. Okay, so somebody found an aveda, and the aveda that he found is in a city where there are Yidden and Knanim that live side by side. In Rav Yisrael, if most of the people that live in this city are Yidden, chayv lahachris. The halacha is, you have to return it. In Rav Kananim, if the Rav Kananim ain't a chayv lahachris, then you're not going to have to return it. Says the Gemara, man shamalei damir azabasa ruba. Who's the man dama that says that you look at Rav? It's Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Rav Shimon ben Elazar is the one that introduced this halacha. And Shema Mina, you see then, mefurish, ki kama Rav Shimon ben Elazar. When did Rav Shimon ben Elazar say his halacha? It's b'Rav Kananim. Avol b'roiv Yisrael. Meaning, who's the one that said that when somebody loses something, we take a look at the rabbim and that impacts the laws of Ashavas Aved. It impacts whether we assume the person was miyayish or whether we assume the person wasn't miyayish. It's Rav Shimon ben Elazar who said that if somebody loses a davar sheyesh bo simin b'makom sh'rabbim mitzuyim sham, da'aloch is harei elu shalai. And here you have a mefurish mishnah where Rav Shimon ben Elazar says that you have to take a census. And if roiv of the people living there are Kananim, that's when da'aloch is harei elu shalai. But if it's roiv Yisrael, not. So you see mefurish, Rav Shimon ben Elazar said as aloch only by roiv Kananim, he didn't say as aloch by roiv Yisrael. But the Gemara says like, Mani Rabbanon. Who said this Mishnah is going according to Rav Shimon Elazar? Maybe this Mishnah is going according to the Rabbanon. Meaning, maybe Rav Shimon Elazar said his halacha side by Rav Kananim and side by Rav Yisrael. I have a Mishnah. Who told you that the Mishnah is Rav Shimon Elazar? Maybe the Mishnah is going according to the Rabbanon. And Achinami, the Rabbanon hold of Rav Shimon Elazar's halacha, albeit only by Rav Kananim, not by Rav Yisrael. But the Gemara says, ooh, if that's the way you want to learn the Mishnah, I could be poached in another one of the five shaylas. Klifshat mina the Maidalei Rabbanon Rav Shimon ben Elazar benoif b'roif Kananim. In other words, right, we had a shayla with the Rabbanon Maidit Rav Shimon ben Elazar, and they're not Maidit Rav Shimon ben Elazar. With the Rabbanon Maidit Rav Shimon ben Elazar b'roif Kananim b'roif Yisrael. So good, you have a Mufurish Rai over here that the Rabbanon are Maidit Rav Shimon ben Elazar b'roif Kananim, but they're not Maidit Rav Shimon ben Elazar b'roif Yisrael. So the Gemara says, Ella. Meaning, Ella, if you don't want to be poished at any of the shaylas, you don't want, we could say, La'olam Rav Shimon Elazar, La'olam, this Mishnah is going even according to Rav Shimon Elazar. And Rav Shimon Elazar said as halacha that if somebody loses a dovah she'ish by simid b'makom sh'rabba mitzuyin sham, even if it's Rav Yisrael, the halacha is harayel shulet. You know what this Mishnah was talking about? B'tamun. It's not talking about an aveda. It's talking about where it's very obvious that somebody hid something. Meaning, this is not an aveda. Somebody tucked something away. So what's the halacha? If you see something tamun, if it's Rav Yisrael, so what's the halacha chayv lahachris? Because we're concerned a little bit that maybe this person is not aware of where it is right now. And as a result, there's an idea of being machrisit to try to make sure that this person's going to end up finding his thing. If, however, it's Rav Kananim, there the halacha is Einoi Chayiv L'Hachris. And the reason Einoi Chayiv L'Hachris is because there's no Chayiv HaShava when it comes to a Kanani. And being that there's no Chayiv HaShava when it comes to a Kanani, so in that instance, the halacha is going to be that you're not supposed to be machrisit. But the Gemara asks the very obvious question. If you're dealing with something that's tamun, then my avidite, then why are you touching it, Gabe, right? Why are you even being machrisit? It's true, I understand the distinction. If it's not an Aveda, so by a Yid, you want to be sensitive. By an Ein Yehudi, it's fine. But if it's Tamun, so the person left it there, he's going to go pick it up. Why are you even touching it? And in fact, there's a Mishnah that supports this idea, that if you see that a Yid put something aside, you're not supposed to touch it. But what's a Kli Bashbo? If somebody finds a Keli inside the garbage dump, Michos, if it's covered, meaning it looks like the person was hiding it there, well, Yigaba, you shouldn't touch it. Megula, if it's uncovered, then Neitul Machris, then you should be Machris because the person's going to end up losing it. But the bottom line is, you seem a foolish that if somebody put something aside and it's tucked away, it's hidden, it's not at any risk of being lost or damaged, so the halacha is lo yigaba, you're not supposed to touch it. So how could you make such an aikimta in our Mishnah that it's talking about where it's tamun? Says the Gemara, I'll tell you pshat. Pshat is the Amar Rav Papa. We'll explain the Mishnah the way Rav Papa explained a braisa that we're going to talk about in a couple of days. And that is ba'ashpa she'ena asuya lifnois. The nivnach alel lifnoisa. It's talking about, again, that was Rav Papa's akimto, ashpa, that the derech is usually not to be mafana, meaning the garbage at some point gets disposed of, right? So it was an ashpa where it's not so usual and customary for it to be disposed of. However, the owner changed his mind and he decided to be mafana. Rav Papa made that akimto for something else. Hachinami, in this Mishnah, we're going to make the same akimto. But ashpa she'ena asui lefanis. It's talking about where there was ashpa she'ena asui lefanis. The nimlach alel lefanoisa, and then he changed his mind. He decided that he's going to be mafana. So somebody finds something that's tamun in a situation like this, so there the halacha is you should pick it up and you should be machrizit, because it could be the person put it there thinking that this garbage isn't being collected until Wednesday, and in the meantime they're picking it up on Tuesday and he doesn't know that. So therefore, in a situation like this, go notify and let him. So you're right, ordinarily if you find something that was put away by a yid, well, yigaboy, you're not supposed to touch it. Hacha b'mayaskinon, where it was put away. It's not an aved. There's nothing to do with the machlokes of Shimon Elazar and the Chachamim. It was put away. If it was put away, why are you touching it? Because it's a unique situation where the person thought that this ashpa was ein asui lefanos, nimlach alel lefanos. So if you know about this, you have an obligation to go ahead and notify. The Iba Yisem, the Gemara says, la'olam rabbanan. La'olam, I'll tell you that this Mishnah Masechtas Mashirim is talking about a regular aveda. And it's going according to the Rabbanon. Now, if it was going according to the Rabbanon, what did the Gemara want? So the Gemara had a Toshma. The Toshma was, you see from here that the Rabbanon amoided the Rab Shimon ben Elazar by Roiv Knanim, but not by Roiv Yisrael. But the Gemara says, no, you can't be poshut from here. That the Rabbanon amoided the Rab Shimon ben Elazar by Roiv Knanim, that the Alach is a real Shaloi. You know why? Because Miktani hain Shaloi. Does it say anywhere in the Mishnah, Hare Elo Shaloi? It didn't say that. It didn't say, Reif Kananim, keep it. What did it say? Einoi Chayev Lahachris Ketani. It's said you don't have to be Machris it. V'yoniach, what you should do is, you should leave it there. V'yaisi Yisrael, v'yobei Simna V'shakel. You, someone should come, and someone should bring a Simna. Meaning, not Elo Shaloi, you're allowed to keep it. You're going to take it, right? You're not going to leave it there. You're going to take it, but at the same time, you're going to wait for someone to bring a Simna, and when that person brings a Simna, you're going to give it to him. But the point is you don't see Reb Shimon Alasa's halacha. Shimon Alasa's halacha is that if somebody loses something, we assume that he was miyayish from it. And the halacha is harei elu shalot. You don't see that in that Mishnah. All you see in the Mishnah is that where it's Roiv Knanim, the halacha is Einoi Chayev Lahachris. If it's Roiv Yisrael, you have a Chiyav Hashavas Aveda. Part and parcel of the Chiyav Hashavas Aveda is Chayev Lahachris. If it's Roiv Knanim, you don't have the Chiyav of Hashavas Aveda. Thus, Einoi Chayev Lahachris. But to go so far as to say, Hare Elo Shaloi, that already not. Says the Gemara, Toshma, I'll bring you right. Don't Ravasi. Ravasi said, Matzachav is Yayim, Be'ish Ruba Knanim. Somebody finds a barrel of wine in a city that's Roiv Knanim, Muteres, Mishumetzia. The halacha is that you're allowed to keep it, v'asura bahana, but it's going to be asa bahana. So what happened? Somebody found a barrel of wine in a city that's Reif Kananim. You're allowed to keep it. Why? Because if it's Reif Kananim, you're allowed to keep it. It's asa bahana because we assume it came from the Kanani, thus it's Yai Nesech, and as a result, Yai Nesech is asa bahana. Boyisrael v'nosan basimit. What happens if Yid comes and he gives a simit? Muteres b'shtiyo l'moitza. The halacha is, then already, the person that finds it is going to be allowed to keep it. Oh, and not just that, he's going to be allowed to drink it. He's going to be allowed to keep it because even though the Yid came and brought a simon, being that he lost it in an Irsha Rupa Knanim, we assume he was Miyayish. So even if he's Oymed Vitzaveach, it doesn't matter. Botla Daito Yetzel Kol Adam, finders keepers, you're going to be allowed to keep it. But here's the good news. Now you're going to be allowed to drink it. You know why? Because we trust the person with the simon that it really belonged to him. So now you don't have to be Chayish anymore that it belonged to the Knani. It's not Yayin Nesach, and therefore you're going to allow to drink it. So this is a classic example of where we trust you, but that's not the point. Avada we believe it's his. And being that we believe it's his, so therefore, mamash, as the person is delivering the city, he says, Shkoyach, I've been waiting for you to come and tell this to me, you pour a glass of wine, you make a bayi priya gofen. It's fine. That's something you're allowed to do. And you're not a ganif, because we assume that the person was miyayish. The only reason you don't have to give it back to him is because we assume he was miyayish, not because we don't think he's telling the truth. We trust the simon. The simon is a simon. But it's because we assume he's miyayish, and therefore, that's what the halach is. Bottom line is, what do Ravasi say? If somebody finds a chavish al yayin, Be'ir Sheruba Kenanim. The halacha is, you're allowed to keep it. Says the Gemara, Kima. Who did he say is halacha according to? Kireb Shem ben Elazar. Presumably he said it according to Reb Shem ben Elazar. Shema mina. So you see from here, Kikam Reb Shem ben Elazar b'Reiv Kenanim. Avu b'Reiv Yisrael. You see mefurish that he said is halacha dafka by Reiv Kenanim, but he didn't say is halacha b'Reiv Yisrael. So isn't this a mefurish raya from Reb Asi that Reb Shem ben Elazar said is halacha dafka b'Reiv Kenanim? He didn't say is halacha b'Reiv Yisrael. The Gemara says, Loi l'mei melucha Reb Shem ben Elazar afil b'Reiv Yisrael namikam. Loi l'mei, I'll tell you, Reb Shem ben Elazar said is halacha afil b'Reiv Yisrael. So why did Rav Asi say only Beroiv Kenanim, this is the halacha? For Rav Asi, as it relates to Rav Asi, the Amoira Sabala Kavasi Bechada, who Polygalab Bechada. He holds a little bit like Rav Shimon ben Elazar, but he doesn't hold entirely like Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Meaning, he holds like Rav Shimon ben Elazar as it relates to Roiv Kenanim, but he doesn't hold like Rav Shimon ben Elazar as it relates to Roiv Yisrael. So you have no raya what Rav Shimon ben Elazar holds. It's true the Gemara assumes that Rav Asi is going b'shitas Rav Shimon ben Elazar, but at the same time, there's no hechrich for sure that Rav Asi was paskening 100% Rav Shimon ben Elazar. It could be sabar lo kavase bechada, and he's polig olea bechada. Freit the Gemara, chimeyachad asir bahana muteres mishum metzia l'may hilchasa. We said right in the beginning that if somebody finds a chavish shal yayin b'ishir ruba kananim muteres mishum metzia v'asur bahana. Well, if it's asur bahana, so what's muteres mishum metzia? You can't drink it. You can't even have enough from it. So what could you? I'm Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi said, like kankan. You can get the kankan. You get the barrel. I mean that you get the barrel itself is going to have value. Now we're going to learn a drop more Gemara. But before we go weiter, just, it's kedai, if you want to go through this Gemara a little bit better, pshatovah, because there's a few questions in Cheshbon of the Gemara, in Pshat Tov of the Gemara, that a little bit jump off the page. It's kedai to go through the Tosfos and Amud Aleph, specifically Tosfos Dibra Maschil in Tim Solema Pligi Berev Knana Moiloi. Tosfos Dibra Maschil V'Tifshat Minei, where Tosfos asks some of the kashas that the Olam is probably being bothered with as you're going through Pshat Tov and the Cheshbon of this Gemara. Either way, Ahu Gavra, there was a person that Ashkach Arba Zuzi Detzairi Bestina Veshadu Ben Harbiron. Said as a person, he was next to a Harbiron and he found four Zuzim, and they were in a sadin, right, in a some sort of sheet, some handkerchief, and they're floating in the Nahar Biron. Asla Kami to Rabbi Yehuda. He came to Rabbi Yehuda and he asked Rabbi Yehuda, "Can I keep it? Is this Elu Metziah Shaloi? Would I have to announce this? Is this Elu Chayv LaHachris?" Amalei, he told him, "Zil Achris. I want you to announce it." So he said, "I don't understand. But Zutei Shalyamu, isn't this a classic Zutei Shalyam? If somebody has a Metziah that gets swept up by a tide or by a river, so the halach is, even if he's Oymed Vetzaveach, right here the halach is Ari Elu Shaloi. So why is this not Zutei Shalyam?" So he told him, "Shani Nahar Biron. The Nahar Biron was different, given the maskil, because there were a lot of maskilim with a saf and a kuf. What does this mean? There were a lot of things that were inside the river that got in the way of this thing just floating away. And it's for that reason, loy miyayish. So if somebody would lose something in Nahar Biron, he wasn't miyayish. Ordinarily, once the tide comes, it sweeps things away. But Nahar Biron was unique, and it's for that reason there were a bunch of obstacles inside of it, and therefore the person's not miyayish. But he had a follow-up question. He told him, "Varube kenanim nenu." He says, "It's Rav Kananim in Nahar Biron." So, Luchur, the person was Fishu on the Yayish. So he said, "Oh, Shema Mina in Alok Rav Shimon Alazar, I feel the Rav Kananim. Should we prove from here that the Alok is not Shimon Alazar, even in the extreme case, even where it's Rav Kananim?" The Gemara says, "No, Shani Nahar Biron, the Yisrael, Sachrile, the Yisrael, Karule." It's true that most of the people that lived in that area, in that zip code, were Kananim. But the people that worked at Har Biron, the people that were busy digging over there, they were all Yidden. And because they were Yidden, so we assume that Kivan the Yisrael, Sachrile, meaning, being that the Yidden are the ones that are working there, so we assume that it fell from the Yid, A. B. Also, the Yid knows that there are a bunch of Yidden that are working over there, and therefore Yid is probably going to find it, and therefore he's not Miyayish. So it's true, if you want to take the general census of the area, of the town, and a Hanami, it's Rav Kananim. But if you are able to isolate this particular area of Nahar Biron, so that's a place where it's a bunch of Yidden, and we look at it mamish like a Beis HaKnesses, a Beis HaMedrash. It's a Haimish place, and therefore the halach is going to be that we treat it as if it was Rav Yisrael. One last Gemara. Rav Yehuda Havashakov Azab Basrede Mar Shmuel B'Shuka the Beit Dais. Rav Yehuda was once walking behind Mar Shmuel in the Shuk of Beit Daisa Amalei, and he asked him the following question: Motzakan Arniki Ma? What would be if I found an Arniki right now? Right? Wishful thinking. But let's say all of a sudden you won the lotto. You found a wallet right here. What would be the halacha? Amalei told him, "Hare Yelu Shalai." Not in a place like this. It's Rabbi Mitzuyin. You'd be allowed to keep it. But Yisrael v'nasim ba'simim ma'al. He said, what if he would come and he would bring a simen? Do I have to return it to him? Amalei told him, "Chayv lahachser." He said, no, if he brought a simen, you would have to give it back. So he told him, "Tarati, it's a stira. I don't understand. You just told me if I find it, I can keep it." Why? Because we assume the person was miyayish. Then even if he brings a simen, I shouldn't be able to keep it. Amalei told him, "Lefnim mishur sadin." When I said you have to return it, what I meant was lefnim mishur sadin. Now it's interesting. Amalei chayiv lahachser. Chayiv lahachser because lefnim mishur sadin, you're obligated to do lefnim mishur sadin. Either way, so the Gemara says, "Kihad avu adishmul." And the Gemara brings a story that supports this with avu adishmul, Shmuel's father, Ashkechana chamri b'midbar. He found chamirim, he found donkeys in the midbar, v'adrino l'marayu l'basa treisa yarchi shasa, and he returned it to its owner even after 12 months. And the reason he did this was lefnim mishur sadin. And if avu adishmul did it, everyone has to do it. There's an idea where there's an obligation to go lefnim mishur sadin, and we are going to stop here. So just to end with Dover Be'itay Matay, that ties in to the sugyas that we're learning a little bit. And that is, so on the first daf of Eilu Metziyos, we mention a ha'ara from Reb Shmuel Yankiv. One of the lavin of Hashavas Aveda is, it says in the Torah, Loy Suchal Lehizalim means that if you see somebody's Metziyah, somebody's Aveda, you're not allowed to turn a blind eye. You have an obligation to pick it up and to return it. And we will ma'ir the lashon of the pasuk loy sucha lehisalim. Loy sucha lehisalim sounds like you can't. You could. You're not allowed to. But How could you say loisucha lesal? So we shtel tzu that there's a passing in Parshas Re'eh that says loisucha lecha b'sharecha. Rashi over there quotes Rabbi Shua ben Karcha that said yochalata. Of course you could physically. Aval enoch rashoi. There's an idea of yochalata aval enoch rashoi. Loisucha lesalim is the same thing. It's yochalata aval enoch rashoi. In fact, if you take a look at Targum Unkelus, Unkelus says les loch rishu leiskasa enoch rashoi. It's not loisuchal in the literal sense, but rather yochalata v'enoch rashai. The question then is, so why does the Torah say loisuchal? If it's not loisuchal, and really what it means is that you're not allowed to, so then why say loisuchal? We said what Rav Shmuel Yankiv said on the pasuk loisuchal lecha l'sharecha in Zois Liyakov in Parshas Re'eh Ayin Shah. But just to maybe be masber this inyan, benusach achar tzois tzas, and that is Rabbeinu Bechaya. On these words, Loisucha Lesalim says the follows. Vizesha Omar Loisucha Lesalim. Ein Lohoven Oisai Bashavas Aveda Bavad. Even though this Slava Loisucha Lesalim is talking about Hashavas Aveda, but says Rabbeinu Bechaya, don't understand the depths of this Slav as referring exclusively to Hashavas Aveda. Elohu Adin Bishar Kol HaProtin. The same is true for all details, Vishar Kol HaTayolois. And all benefits shebiyada adam lahaviyam lechaveroi alahasir v'litchois niskay mimem. This would hold true for anything good that a person can do for somebody else, or anything bad that a person can try to prevent happening to somebody else. Hareyu chayim bekulon. He's obligated to make sure that only good things happen to his friend. Meaning loisucha lesalim, although it's talking specifically about your friend's shor, his sen, his chamor, his simla. But really, it's true for all in Yonim that relate to your friend. Loisucha lesalim, never turn a blind eye from your friend. There's an idea that a person is supposed to go out of his way to make sure that his friend is going to have all the good things in the world. And you should do whatever you can possibly do to be moineya anything bad from happening to your friend. Uke'inyin sha'amar ha'kosov, says Rabbeinu Bechaya, v'yahavta l'reyacha kamaycha. He said it's similar to the mitzvah saseh that we find, v'yahavta l'reyacha kamaycha. I think this Rabbeinu Bechaya is a marimokim nefla. V'yahavta l'reyacha kamoicha is a general mitzvah saseh. That a person is supposed to love his friend. And really from v'yahavta l'reyacha kamoicha we learn what Hillel told the Ger. Ma daloch sni l'chavrich lo yisavit. Never do something to your friend that you wouldn't want done unto you. There's a lo yisaseh component to v'yahavta l'reyacha kamoicha as well. And that's lo yisucha l'yisavit. And the makar to that is this Rabbeinu Bechaya. Ein lahaven oisei b'ashavas aveda b'vad. This is not only true for Hashavas Aveda. You know, when we learned Masechtas Bava Kamma, right in the beginning of the Masechta, we spoke out the stipler in Kilos Yaakov Simon Aleph, who talks about what the makar is to the Isser Masek. So Bava Kamma 101 is, Arba Avis Nezikin, Ashar, Abar, Amadad, Ahever, and if somebody is Masek, either Begufay or B'mamoynoy, the Dalach is, there's a Chiv Tashlumen. But in addition to the Chiv Momen that you find in the beginning of Bava Kamma, there's also an Isser Masek. There's also an Isna Veheta component, Grama bin Azakin, who's part of the Dine Yadam, but the Gemara says has an Isna Mazik. So there's an idea that in addition to the Dine Mamanis, the Chayshim Mishpa component of every Mazik, there's also the Yerideya component, there's also the Isna Mazik. And everyone mutches a little bit to understand what is the Makar to the Isna Mazik. Like Signoi, like there's a whole bunch of different Makars. I think we spoke out 9 when we went through this inyan together. But the stipler, Kiyodua, said that you know the makar to the Issa Mazik, it's the parsha of Hashavas Aveda. Now the stipler was coming from a gemara that we're going to learn together, where it's mavur, that there's a chiv Hashavas Aveda, even by karka, which is really in an exalus, it's something that can't get lost. And it's from there that you see this inyan. But the truth, it's mefurish in this Rabbeinu Bechaya. He says it in Bok Tzener. He says, V'zesha amar loisucha l'salem, ein lo haven oisav Hashavas Aveda b'vad. Elohu adin b'shar kol ha-protin, u'shar kol ha-tayalo y'shabiyah. He says it's mefurish. Loisucha l'salim mikdan iser masik. It's mefurish. But the bottom line is the inyan of loisucha l'salim is a lav klali that really mirrors v'yahavta l'reyacha kamoicha. So here's the hergish. The hergish is I saw there's a new sefer that came out, the Kavod Purim. It's Mamorim from Reb Shmuel Yankiv. It's called Oyer V'Simcha. So Reb Shmuel Yankiv wrote Oyer V'Simcha B'chayev, I was like to get an autographed copy from the Shiva Lane when I was a bachelor learning in Eretz Yisrael. So this goes back a little bit of time. But it was just put out this year for Tavshin Pei Dalet. It's a Madura Murcheves. And it's with the whole Raman, the ganze ganz kind of Rav Shmuel Yankiv, Kedarki B'Kodesh. Either way, on page Tav Nun Aleph, he says that he heard in the name of the Kotzker Rebbe, that the Kotzker Rebbe said that why is it that when Oivdei Kechavim, when in the Yehudim, they get together and they get drunk. So what happens? A fight breaks out. There's a brawl, the punching, the shvichas damim. When Yidden come together and Yidden get drunk, what happens? It's all love. It's ahava. They feel a tremendous leap shot. They start singing. You put your hand around your friend. And that's the hergeshim that come out when Yidden get drunk. So the Kotzker Rebbe said, because Chazal say, nichnas yayin, yotza soid. He said, the soid of a goy is al char b'chotichya. The soid of a yid, it said, is v'yahavtel reyakach kamoicha. He said that when the if the kechavim come together, it's nichnas yayin, it's yosa soid. What comes out is v'alchar b'chotichya. He said when yidin come together and they get drunk, it's nichnas yayin, yosa soid. What's the soid of the yid? The soid of the yid is v'yahavtel reyakach kamoicha. So Rav Shmuel Yankiv said, Yesh loymar, Chazal say, heviyani el beis hayayin, vidiglu olay ahava. Say Chazal, heviyani el beis hayayin, ze Sinai. Sinai is compared to in the Moshul as beis hayayin. He says, we know when the Eibishter came to the Umay Sa'olam, and he offered them the Torah, and came to Yishmol, and Yishmol said, Vosh deitin the Torah. The Eibishter said, loy sirtzach. He said, loy sirtzach, that's not for us. And then he goes to Edom. Right? There's different schoys and different lashonis of this chazal. He said, Vosh deitart, and it says, loy signoy. Said Rabbi Shmuel Yankiv, why were they screaming, loy sirtzach? Why were they screaming, loy signoy? They posh it, they couldn't light, because Heviyani a beis hayayin zeh Sinai. And Sinai was a beis hayayin. What came out was the pneumius of the guy. And what came out was the soid, it was nichnas yayin of Sinai. The Moshla and the Nimshal Ashava. And what came out was Lysirtzach and Lysignoid and Lysinov. Because that's the soid. That's the pnimius. That's the chetz of the guy. When the Eibishter offered the Torah to Klal Yisrael, what did Klal Yisrael say? Nasiv and Ishma. We know Vayichan Shom Yisrael, Ki Ishachad Belev Echad. When was that? That was B'Sinai. Because Heviyani al Beis Hayayin Zu Sinai. And at the Beis Hayayin, it was Nichnas Yayin Yotza Soy. The soid of the Yid is Ki ishecha b'lei v'echad. It's v'yahavtel re'echa k'moicha. The Kotzker Rebbe said, the soid of the goy is achar b'chatichya. The soid of the yid is v'yahavtel re'echa k'moicha. So Rav Shmuel Yankiv said, he says, that's why I'm Purim, where you find the avodah of the day is chayiv inish l'psumei b'puria adol yada ben or hamon l'baruch mardchai. Vos tita yid. The Yid sends Mishloach Manos Ishlo Reyeyo. He gives Matonis Lev Yoyde because this is a day where the Pnimius of the Yid comes out. And like the Kotzker Rebbe said, what's the Pnimius of the Yid? The Pnimius of the Yid is V'yahavtel Reyecha Kamoicha. So I was thinking, Avad Eloisucha L'Salim is a Lois Naseh. It's a Lois Naseh. You have no Rishus to turn a blind eye. But you know what the Torah is saying? The Torah is saying that a Yid is supposed to feel. A Yid is supposed to come to a place where if he sees something bad happening to his friend, where his friend lost something, not enoch rashoy, how could I? If you saw your own thing that was lost right now, or if you saw something bad happening to someone in your mishpacha, someone that's near and dear to you, you would have to tell the person, I know you, it's an asoyin, but do the right thing. How could I not? Loisuchal, it's not possible to be misalim. It's not something you can physically do because you feel that hergish. So the Torah is saying that when it comes to your friend, when it comes to this Indian, you should feel loisuchal misalim. The void of a yid is to be megala the pnimius. The pnimius of every single yid is v'yahavtel reyacha kamoicha. That's who we are as a nation. We see it on Purim. You see it when yidden come together and they get abyssal tzavild of it. You know what happens? It's nichnas yayin yotzasoy. What comes out is, what emerges is mishloach. What comes out is matanas lav yoinim. Zok the Torah, the avoid of the yid is to come to feel, to have a heritage of loisucha v'salim. Not it's in a sign, how am I going to be oimid bin a sign? But you should feel, how could I not? I have this strong heritage of v'yahavtel reyecha kamoicha. You know, the Sfarim ask, how is it possible to even come to v'yahavtel reyecha kamoicha? That's impossible. I can't tell a person to love someone else. Right? The Rishonim asks, how can you have a leisachmoid? How can you tell a person not to be jealous of somebody else? How can you tell a person not to fagin somebody else? These are human emotions. You want to govern what I could eat, what I could say, b'seder. But how do you govern human emotions? The teretz, I think, is the pnimius of the yid. Really, the pnimius of the yid is v'yahavtel reyecha kamoicha. That's the soid of the yid. The problem is, It's covered with klippas. It's covered with things. But the avodah of a yid is to peel off all those klippas. And when you do that, what's going to be nesgala? What's going to be nesgala is the beautiful yid that's underneath it. Because that's who the yid is. The pnimius of the yid is v'yahavta l'reacha kamoicha. The pnimius of the yid is loisucha l'salem. The pnimius of the yid is loisachmi. That's who the pnimius of the yid is. The problem is there's layers and layers and layers on top of it. But the Torah says loisucha l'salem. Your avodah is to come to a point, avada yochalata, avada yochalata. That's what the uncle says, lesbach reshu. But the avoda, the oimik over here is to come to your essence, to your primius, where you should be in a matzev of loisucha l'salim. It's posh, it's something I can't tell.